There's an organization called the Direct Marketing Association, and of which I was a member, the Direct Marketing Association. And what these guys do is they have all people that do all kinds of proposals out all the time, and they send back results. It is a fact. Bigger is better. And I'll tell you why, in my view. And this is my conjecture here, but I think you'll agree with it. If you send out one page, you can never hit the mark with one page. So let's say here is the universe of all the folks that get stuff mailed to them. There's always going to be people saying no, no matter how much stuff you send them. You could drive a truckload of stuff over there, and they're still going to say no. Hopefully, there are some over here that are going to say yes. The vast majority are in the middle. Now, how do we get the people from the middle into yes? The only way is with more information. So this over here, to get these guys over to here, we need to give them more info. Now, what constitutes more info? What I like is VHS tapes, CDs, graphics, demos, and anything else you can think of. Testimonials, I like testimonials. Oh, I love testimonials. I like references, too. How do you get references?
Ask for them.
You ask for them. How many of you have reference letters? How many reference letters do you have?
Two.
Okay.
Three.
Here's how you get a reference letter. You do a good job for a customer, and a customer and you both know that you did a good job for the customer. A reference letter is one of the hardest things in the world to write. Let me tell you, I am one of the most productive writers on the planet. I could write anything about anything, and I've done it. It's not a big deal for me. Got a lot of experience writing stuff. I love it. Used to be with the term paper stuff, I had a lot of problems. You know, oh my God, I got this term paper, I can't do it. But now, no big deal. But if somebody calls me up and say, John, would you write a reference letter for me? That's not easy for me. It's not easy for anyone. Because a reference letter is something that involves my integrity and my knowledge of you. And you are a human being. So you got faults. So how do I write a letter that is accurate about your abilities and at the same time is totally honest and trustworthy? It's not a simple thing to do. How many reference letters have I written in my whole life? Maybe 20 at the most, something like that. Not that many. Most folks have never written a reference letter, and most of the people that you guys are dealing with probably would abhor the idea of writing a reference letter. So how do you get them? You write them yourself, and you have a customer just simply Xerox it onto his letterhead and sign it. Now, what constitutes a reference letter? Well, in my view, there's three paragraphs in a reference letter. This is your company info. This is his company info. And this is you. Nobody ever reads a reference letter. If you attach 10 reference letters to your proposal, no one is ever going to read them. But they'll take those 10 reference letters and they'll dump through them and they'll just see the logos and so on and say, oh, Christmas, 10 reference letters, that's pretty amazing. Here's a guy with 10 reference letters. So the first paragraph might be something like, Seco Tools is a world-leading supplier of carbide cutting tools serving customers that do milling, turning, threading, grooving, and so on. Company founded in, 1920 or whatever the heck it is. And so now you got a paragraph. There's a paragraph. And this paragraph over here, ABC Manufacturing is a job shop company specializing in the production of automotive parts, primarily for such OEMs as this, that, and the other, and so on. So now you got a paragraph about them. Then the middle paragraph is just something about you. And this does not have to be like OD over here is the greatest sales guy on the planet. No, it's just like we've been working with this guy for, 3 or 4 years, and we find him to be a very professional and thorough carbide salesperson. And that's fine. Just a little statement that you're a decent chap and you've been doing a good thing for them for some period of time. And there's a reference letter. And you get a bunch of these things. You leave 2 inches over here, 2 inches over here, and leave 2 inches down here. And they can Xerox this thing. And if they got something on the bottom, it'll go on there and so on. And you can tell them. You start off with asking them, Darren, would it be all right if I got a reference letter from you? And you say, sure. Okay? So I'm waiting around for 2 weeks. It doesn't come. No big deal. I'm just going to say, Darren, I know you want to write one. I know how busy you are. So I hope I'm not being too aggressive here. But I wrote my own one. And I wonder if I can give it to you or email it to you. Maybe you could Xerox it on your own letterhead. And a guy just says, oh, great. Because who wants to take the time to write one? And as long as you don't make it like, you know, this guy is the most fantastic sales guy on the planet, you know, fine. And he might even change the words around a little bit. But most of the time, they'll just go ahead and give you a reference letter. And that's something else you can stick in with your proposals.